This first piece is titled A Prayer for Obama, made by Afro-Cuban artist Maria Magdalena Campos Pons. To me, this piece captures Obama-era black optimism and the hope that many oppressed people felt in seeing a black man elected to America's highest office. A connection that I made immediately was to the movie Black Panther, a superhero film that starred the late Chadwick Boseman in the titular role. When it was released in 2018, members of the black community showed up to movie theaters in droves, often dressed in tribal garb, as if we were showing up in our Sunday best to church. Black Panther was the first film centering black people to come out of Marvel Studios, a cultural powerhouse that is also a predominantly white institution. Similarly, Barack Obama was the first black person to hold the highest position in American office, in a country where black people have long been treated as if we are less than human. The song that I chose to connect with this artwork is the first song that we hear in Black Panther, titled Wakanda. It was composed by Ludwig Göransson, whose goal it was to connect African tribal music with elements of black music today. The voice that you hear is that of Baba Maal, a Senegalese singer and player of the talking drum, an important instrument in Senegalese tribal music. Underlying the pattern of the talking drum are 808s, an electronic drum sound commonly used in modern hip-hop music. Campos Ponce's photographs depict a protection ritual carried out in the Cuban tradition of Santeria, a religion that melds together Catholicism and African spirituality. In their respective pieces of art, both artists blur lines between black people's past and present realities, drawing on African diasporic traditions and connecting them to modern cultural moments with the goal of depicting black joy within the systems that we are born into.